All right, so welcome everyone. Akasha here, Nan Akasha from nanakasha.com, and welcome to Bliss Life Podcast. This is part of the Bliss Life Global Healing Series that we'll be doing several of in 2020. Right now, we're in this thing called a pandemic and a global shutdown, and we know that we're in the big transformation. So we're bringing you all kinds of different ways to learn that you can apply to your life right away. And today, this energy medicine, this method, this tool is something that's been a part of my life for 10 or 13, no, probably 13 or 14 years at this point. And I was really honored to meet our lovely speaker today at one point in a seminar about Ho'oponopono. So I wanted to make sure this tool, this technique was included in this summit. So if you're familiar with it, you're going to find out probably things you didn't know, some really beautiful distinctions, and get an experience of it. And if you've never heard of it, excuse me, then you're in for a treat. It's something that I wouldn't go a day without. So I want to introduce you to our speaker, Mabel Katz. Thank you so much for being here, Mabel.
Thank you for the invitation.
So I'm going to read just a tiny bit because our topic today is Ho'oponopono, and I'll let Mabel explain what that is, and the easiest way. And make sure that you get on this list, get to the special page we have for you for this, because we want to make sure that you get her free gift, which is a little course on Ho'oponopono and a book. Okay, so she's got, she's called Dame, I'm sorry I said that wrong, Mabel Katz, and she's an international speaker and teacher and author, and I know you do many other things as well, like work with peace around the planet and with the Latino culture, just good things everywhere, just wonderful, wonderful vibes, beautiful heart in this lovely lady. And you were really blessed to get to learn Ho'oponopono quite a while ago with Dr. Len, who I was able to study with twice. And also, I know that you won the Public Peace Prize in 2015, and you've got all kinds of things going on, including a new book coming out. So I'm going to let you share about how you got here and how you were able to weave such a beautiful life and make such a beautiful impact too.
Yeah, well, let's start by saying I was born in Argentina. I have 2 degrees in Argentina. I'm a CPA and licensed in business administration. About one day I woke up, I've been living in Los Angeles for the last 36 years. And one day I woke up here in Los Angeles because my son talked to me the way he used to talk to me, angry. I used to talk to him angry, frustrated. So that day he was like my mirror. I saw myself and I said, Mabel, you have to do something. And since that day, because I made that decision, you know, I realized I was looking for happiness in the wrong places, my life changed. So the first thing that I discovered is that our life is about what we think, is what, you know, our beliefs, our opinions and judgments, you know, our reactions to problems, but it's really up to us, yes? So I realized that we have the power to really change our life, you know, without depending on anybody or anything outside of ourselves. I realized that we could change our life really fast. Like, for example, in the beginning, I went to a yoga class. And at the end, the teacher made us do a visualization. And it was the first time in my life, you know, I even hearing the word visualization. And whatever I manifested that day, it came true that same day. You know, the class was in the morning, in the afternoon. And it had to do with my son, you know, not being able to be even in the same room together. Yeah, trying to avoid each other as much as we could. And suddenly that day he comes back from school. I'm leaving to do some errands. And he's asking me if he can come with me. And it's a day that I never forget, not only because of my realization, yes, but also because of the my relationship with him changed, you know, and the conversations we had. I mean, they were very profound about death and about God and things like that, sex. And so I was shocked. I was shocked because I was coming always from my intellect. I wasn't a believer at all. And for me, life was what you could touch and you could you could see. And so for me, people that spoke about spirituality were crazy people and they should go and get to work, get a job. thank God I woke up. Thank God I discovered spirituality. I did a lot of things like everybody, you know, in your search. But yes, there was a little void that said there has to be an easier and faster way. I didn't buy into the drama or having to go back to see what it was that it was done to me to see who I could blame for my problems.
yeah, that's one of the most common things, right?
Yeah, so I said there has to be an easier and faster way. So one of the things that brought me to Ho'oponopono was rebirthing, something that helped me very much. But that I was introduced to Ho'oponopono during the rebirthing trainings. And I got to meet, we were in Mount Shasta on one of the trainings, and the organizer for Dr. Ihaliakala in Omaha, Nebraska was there in Mount Shasta, and she invited us to the training. And when I came back home, I looked at, you know, everything, and I said, oh, I want to go to this one. So July 1997, I took my first training with Dr. Hulen or Dr. Ihaliakala. And that's when I invited him to come to Los Angeles. You know, even though that I was an accountant, I had started organizing events. And I was actually organizing events for something here for schools, big events, yes? And I realized I could do that. So, and I love it. So I organized events for spiritual teachers that made a difference in my life too. I would invite them and said, hey, let's organize, you know, something. So that's what I did with Dr. Hulen too. So it wasn't really my first training that I realized, you know, this is my path. I took it many, many times. Ho'oponopono is something that you have to take and keep taking because is you are reprogramming yourself. And that's what the seminars are all about. In reprogramming your subconscious mind, we actually talk in the trainings, it's not about the information, it's the cleaning that happens in the trainings, yes? And it's more for the subconscious mind because all our problems are in the subconscious mind. And now you can hear Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden. Everybody talks about the subconscious mind.
Yeah.
You know, even Bruce Lipton says we go with two antennas, yes?
Yeah.
And that's what we do in Ho'oponopono. We stop one antenna so that we can listen to the real one, you know, to the truth, to the inspiration. So anyway, it's a long story after, but January 1998, Dr. Hulen came for the first time to Los Angeles. And then I started taking this training with him like once a month, because I noticed that every time I took the training, things started changing. You know, that things started moving, that doors started opening, that I was more committed to being really at zero, you know, and not react so much. So it gave me, I found myself more at peace and happier. So I'm going to stop because maybe I went too long.
No, that's great. And it's so relevant right now. I mean, overall, and also during the pandemic, this idea of being close quarters, like with your son, being able to change relationships, yes. You know, really deep relationships. It's, yes. It's stunning. And
so to be honest with you, the secret really many times is to shut your mouth. So Ho'oponopono is a very ancient art of Hawaiian art of problem solving. Yeah, it says there is nobody out there. And when we say there is nobody out there, is that everything is our perception, is how we interpret things. Yes, it's not like I see my son as God sees my son. Yeah, I see it through memory. We've been together in other lifetimes. So many times our reactions had to do with memories that we don't have any clue. Yes, because they were from past lives. And many times had nothing to do with what I have in front of me. Yeah, what he's telling me right now, my reaction or anything. So it's important to know that Ho'oponopono is about working on our reaction to the problem. Not the problem. So we don't do it to change the problem or to change people. We change. We work on our subconscious. So what is the memory that is playing that shows up as this problem with my son?
Right, yes. And then the thoughts, beliefs, and all those different things that are energy patterns that are keeping that in play or attracting more of the same thing and all that.
So very important, Akasha, is to clarify that when I'm talking about 100% responsibility in Ho'oponopono, I'm not saying we are guilty. So now I shut up because I'm guilty. No, I shut up because I don't want to create more memories to clean. Yes, I want to see this as an opportunity for me to erase whatever gets erased from me, gets erased from my son, gets erased from my family, relatives, and ancestors. And this is really the way to change.
Yeah. Oh, this is good. So let's get into it. What is a Ho'oponopono? You know, it's many people probably know that it involves these three phrases. And then, you know, you've already mentioned it a few times. It's for cleaning or erasing. I remember Dr. Len gave us an eraser, like a chalkboard eraser. And I think a pencil eraser or something, you know, to kind of like to use as a little tool. Yeah. But so let's talk about that. I know that I'm always correcting students of mine when they're saying the thank you, I love you, forgive me, I'm sorry to somebody, that we're saying it to ourselves. And then lots of questions come up around that. So tell us a little bit about what the Ho'oponopono is.
Okay, so first of all, I would like to share with you, when I took for the first time Ho'oponopono, for many years after that, always Ho'oponopono is about doing it 24 hours a day. One of the things that people confuse is that you wait till you have a problem to do Ho'oponopono. And no, it's not like that, because you never know what you are cleaning with, and you can avoid things. So even if you are happy and you think everything is great, you are cleaning, okay? And I'm gonna talk about what cleaning means, okay? So when I learned Ho'oponopono, it wasn't as easy as saying thank you or I love you or anything, okay? And we still had to do it 24 hours a day. When I learned it, Ho'oponopono, we had to repeat. This is always mental. You know, Ho'oponopono is about mentally, doing it mentally. But we had to repeat 200,100,000 pillars of the peace of I on myself, my family, relatives, and ancestors. And after I repeated that, I had to make a list, a mental list of the things that came up for me to clean, you know, that I thought I was cleaning with. And then I had to start all over again. 200,100,000 pillars of the peace of I on myself, my family, relatives, and ancestors, and make another list. Yeah. The first easy tool that Ihaliakala got, and I can tell you because it was in the times that I was with him. I was over 10 years with him. So he started receiving these easy tools. And the first one that came in was dewdrop. It wasn't even thank you or I love you. The first easy tool that he got, it was dewdrop. And because at that time, Ho'oponopono was not famous yet, we were always the same reviewers. You know, we were always taking the training again and again. And we were mostly us, you know, kind of family, and some new people, you know, that would come. But always, you know, all the reviewers there that were so committed to this work, and we could understand how important it was to come to the training. So at that time, email showed up. Yeah, email was new when he got, and we all got this email about, you know, saying you drop. So people was asking, and he said, you mean that we only have to say you drop? And he said only dewdrop. So can you imagine after 200,100,000? I mean, just say dewdrop.
So
we couldn't believe it. By the time that dewdrop showed up, we had stopped making lists. Because one of the things that Dr. Hulen shared with us, you know, when we were able to comprehend a little bit more, he says, God already knows all your problems, doesn't need a list.
Exactly. I love that.
Yes. So God, this one, and don't forget this one, and this one for 5 p.m., you know, or something like that. He says, God knows your priorities that maybe you don't even know, yeah? He knows not only the problems that you had, he knows the problems that you have and the ones you are going to have that you don't know yet, yes? So we had not been making lists already for some years. Yes, we had stopped making lists, mental or written. And because Ho'oponopono really is about letting go and letting God. We always say, I'm cleaning with this, but we don't know what we are cleaning with because it's just memories, yeah? And again, you don't know what you could be avoiding from coming that you didn't know. And I have some personal stories to share too, if you remind me later, because I want to just finish with this. So when the thank you and the I love you came to replace the not only the 200 million, but what really Ho'oponopono is. Ho'oponopono is 100% responsibility. I'm sorry, please forgive me for whatever is in me that this is happening or that I am attracting this. Not because we are sinners, we are not guilty, we are not bad people. We are responsible because everything is memories. And the word Ho'oponopono means how to correct an error. We came to correct errors. So everything in our life that comes is an opportunity to correct errors, to make amends. But we engage, you know, we react, we think we are victims, we have bad luck, and we miss opportunities. So Haleakala started receiving these tools, like even the thank you and the I love you. And once he told me that divinity says, you just tell them to say thank you, I know what they mean. You know, like, just say it, just do it, let me do the work. Because actually our part is very easy. It could be as simple as saying thank you or I love you. And here we are struggling, manipulating, controlling, you know, reacting, wanting to have the last word. So the way I define Ho'oponopono, first of all, I say it's a philosophy of life, yes? When you can see problems in a completely different way. For me, it's like meditating 24 hours a day, you know, like bringing, you know, again, you know, connecting with inspiration, acting from inspiration, speaking from inspiration, doing our best, yeah? Because we all react, we are humans, you know, and we do the best we can. So, but the way I define it is like pressing the delete key. You're not the one erasing, you just press the key. Yes, you are allowing the computer to erase, yes? So the thank you and the I love you are passcodes to tell God, I'm sorry for whatever is in me, I give it to you. You know, God, I think this is too much for me, I'm giving it to you. We actually should let go of everything. As soon as you have a thought, as soon as you have an emotion, you are not at zero, you are not connected. You know, you are coming from memories. You are going to speak from memories, act from memories. And that's what we don't want. So tell me how can I make this more clear?
No, it's fantastic. And so these are, I like them. I'd never heard that before. They're passcodes to get in. And then you just push the delete button and the system, God, yeah, source does the deleting.
Yeah, Akasha, because otherwise we are talking to the monitor. So you have only two choices. Either take responsibility and say, oh, I didn't know I had to clean with this, you know, or I delete, or I talk to the monitor all day long and all night long, and I don't know why it doesn't change.
Yes, yeah, and that's how most people feel, right? I said this visualization or this affirmation forever.
And I do it, and I do it myself, yes? But for us, visualization and affirmation is kind of giving the least to God.
Yeah, exactly. Like, right?
Because I know what is right.
Yeah. And I think now more than ever, at least for 2 years, my students or clients would tell me that their plans would keep falling apart. And I said, stop making plans. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Like in the moment, right, to do that.
I have stopped making plans since I started trusting.
Yeah.
You know, I started believing. But for me, it started by believing in myself first. I started practicing believing in myself, not paying so much attention to what other people thought, you know. Following my instincts, trusting more that what is right, you know, or what is wrong. Those things really changed my life. And then as I was kind of, one of my tools is I let go and trust. You know, it's like, especially in scary moments, I know I don't even want to think. I don't want to even try anything. So Ho'oponopono is about not making plans and becoming a child again and trusting and allowing God to guide you.
Yeah. So the essence is that we are erasing or cleaning the memories, which hold on in different energetic ways, yes, right? So that we can be at what you call zero frequency, right? Which is your new book coming out soon. So share about give an example or a story maybe of how you would use it, what you would say. I know when you said that you need to do it 24/7, I thought, oh, that's right. I'm a hypnotherapist as well as other things. And so when I learned this, I remember thinking I have to program it. So I spent months or a year, I don't know, like programming it in my head to be going on all the time in the background.
Yes.
And I realize sometimes when I'm like just waking up or maybe going into a meditation, that in between state, I can hear it, you know,
wonderful. Like a that's wonderful
tape going on in there like that. So
wonderful.
So yeah. So share what's zero frequency, who we're talking to, what we're doing, and give us an example.
So first, it's great that you came up, you are saying that. First of all, okay, so how the cleaning works is that it starts by the intellect, because our mental part is the one that has the free choice, unfortunately. Okay, so we have free choice. It always starts from the intellect, but from the intellect goes to the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is the one that makes the connection with what we call the superconscious mind, the part of us that is always connected to source, always connected to divinity. Yeah. And the one that does the transmutation is divinity, is not us. Okay. We make a petition, yeah, for the erasing, for the transmutation. So the subconscious mind in Ho'oponopono is very important. And we say that is the inner child. So this, our subconscious mind, it's already programmed, yes, and it's already in automatic, for example, to handle all our body functions and all, like, for example, it does the breathing without us thinking, yes? So this is the part that is always observing you, like your biological children. And if you are committed, I mean, we always say ride one horse, why? Because you have to find your path, what works for you. Why? Because you need your subconscious mind help, whatever you do. So your subconscious mind has to be clear. You know, suddenly you said, well, we have a problem, what we are gonna do? In this case, the subconscious mind knows, oh, we are gonna clean. Yeah. Oh, we have a problem, we are gonna clean. This is the part that can do it for you. So when you wake up and everything, and I know, you know all this, we are explaining to everybody here, yes? But the subconscious mind is the part of you that is doing it while you sleep. So, but it's gonna learn it only if you are committed and you are a good role model, because it's gonna see what you do. So for example, many times people say, but Mabel, you're always repeating. And I said, if I'm conscious, yes. Yes, if I'm conscious, I'm repeating. But yes, there are moments that I forget, and there are moments that I react, and I have opinions and judgment, and I blame, you know. So I have a part of me that is doing it, and I come back to the repeating, I'm come back to zero as soon as I can, yes? Because I know that reacting doesn't work, blaming doesn't work. And so again, we do the best we can, but we all engage. Sometimes we cannot help it. But I'm going to give you an example, since we are talking about, you know, healing and everything. First of all, what we resist persists. And Ho'oponopono is about showing the other cheek. So if you talk about your problem, yeah, if you discuss it, if you worry about it, if you think about it, I mean, wherever you put your attention, that's what is gonna grow, yes? So this is about not ignoring, but not giving it the power over you, not giving it the control. So Ho'oponopono is about trying to be in that middle way that Buddha talked about most of the time. There will be distractions always, but you decide, because you can be at peace even if you are sick. Yeah, so it depends. You can be at peace even if you're if you have fear, you know, or you are scared. What you need is to become who you really are, the observer. Yeah, and not be afraid of the fear, or not be afraid of the sickness, or things like that. So knowing that you are much more than that, and that observer is the real you that came to have experiences. Yeah, or like we said before, to make amends. So when you do this, you come back to present. You come back because everything takes you off present. And that's the problem, yeah? If you are worried, you are worried about future. You are not here anymore. So in this moment, you can really change your life. And I'm gonna give you an example of mine, what happened. In this case, I had confirmation because I work with Dr. Ihaliakala, but this can give some idea to the intellect. So when I started with Ho'oponopono and I started working with him, I attracted Candida. And yes, I could have thought, how come you are practicing Ho'oponopono, you are with Dr. Hulen, how come, yes? And I never questioned, because I already knew that everything is perfect, even if it doesn't look like that, there is always a blessing behind, you know. So I already was considering all the things. But one day, Dr. Ihaliakala was meditating, and after his meditation, he came to me and he says, I know why you got that. He says, but because what it was coming down, what it was going to manifest, it was cancer in the colon. And because of your commitment and your willingness to do the cleaning, it came as a candida. So for me, that was crucial, because then I realized we are always going to have problems. Yeah. People want a life with no problem, but that's life. That's why we came. We came to learn. We came to grow. Yes. Yeah. But as soon as something happened, we put the label bad. Yeah. Yes. Victim. You know, yeah. I can't. So can you imagine that I avoided a cancer in the colon and I was able to work it out through a candida that thank God it went. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what we need to realize, that there is always a blessing. And if you're doing Ho'oponopono, you better always say thank you, because you never know what could have happened.
Yeah.
What you avoided. And that's why we have to do it all the time, because there are a lot of things that maybe they were coming and now they will not come, or will come in a different way, a lighter way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I know in all the work, different kind of work I've done, you know that everything starts in your mental or emotional or some other field and then ends up in the physical form. So cleaning and cleansing can help or heal or realign the body, the mind, emotions. So give us another example of how it is working with memories and that you're clearing them within you. I know Dr. Len is famous for having emptied out a ward of criminally insane prisoners without ever meeting them, I believe, by doing the Ho'oponopono, by looking at the files. So talk a little bit about that whole idea and the distinction between ignoring it, suppressing it, and accepting it, but rising above it, saying, stop giving it power over you.
Yeah. So, this is not ignoring at all. People think, I call it the easiest way, Akasha, because if you practice it, there is no easier than this. Yeah. I let go and let God, you know, and again, I become a child again. The thing is, I understand sometimes it's not easy to practice, okay? Again, not easy not to react, not to blame, et cetera, et cetera. So that is important. But if you practice, I mean, if you are willing to practice, I mean, it's the easier way. It's very powerful because you are working directly with divinity. So I would like to first also clear something that is very misunderstood out there, okay? You do not want to think about the problem. Because some people say, I'm thinking about the problem, or I'm asking forgiveness to the... No. This is between you and God, because it's all about memories, and you never know. That person show up in your life to push that button so that you would do what you have to do. You're not clean. Yes? But actually, might not have anything to do with that person. Yeah? So, it's an opportunity. So, no, you do not want to think. You actually do Ho'oponopono not to think. You are actually doing Ho'oponopono to be at zero. If you are thinking or engaging with the emotions, you are not at zero. And divinity cannot help. You are on your own. And again, you have free choice, yes? Okay. So if I consider that everything is just my memories, I can be home cleaning and I will be helping humanity from my home. Because we are all family. We always say this gets erased from family, relatives, and ancestors. But with the DNA and all the information that we have right now, I mean, we are all one, yes? So I'm helping humanity with this. I'm affecting, you know, because of the times that we are living, I'm even more conscious of how important this work is. You know, because again, it's not about going and talking or demonstrating or things like that. No, we can make such a huge difference. First in ourselves. That's not to be selfish. You cannot give what you don't have. So you definitely have to take good care of yourself. That's something that I learned with Ho'oponopono. I used to put everybody first, yeah? And I was so unhappy, yes? So you have to be happy, you know, especially, you know, a role model for your children so that they become happy, you know, that they are happy people, not unhappy professionals, you know, with degrees and being frustrated. Yeah. So I think that's the most important thing, you know, that you don't have to be perfect either. They are vulnerable, that you know you are here learning, yes? So one example that I also love to share with you, and maybe it's not exactly the what you asked me, but for you to have an idea how the universe works. For example, there was a family in Philadelphia that used to help financially very much to Morna Simeona, that was Dr. Ihaliakala's teacher, and Dr. Ihaliakala to travel and be able, I'm talking about many, many, many years ago, and travel and share these teachings, you know, around the world. And one day this lady goes out of the house and, well, she opens the door and she finds a cat, little cat with a problem in one eye. And she decided to adopt it, yeah? That was money, time, you know, bed, fees, and everything. And Morna was still alive, and one day comes to visit, and she sees the cats, and she says, you know, this cat was a lion in another lifetime that you or one of your ancestors killed with a bullet in one eye. Oh. So you understand how opportunities come into our life, and then... But you have free choice. So the cat shows up, is an opportunity for you, but hey, you can slam the door on the cat's face, see yourself as a victim, why me? Yeah, kick the cat. I mean, you understand? So that's what happens in our life. Everything is perfect. Everything is an opportunity to clean, but then we go into the thinking, we go into talking, we go into, yes? So, this helps me to be more the observer, more at zero. And whatever gets away from me, gets away from others. So Ihaliakala took the responsibility to say, I'm sorry for whatever is in me that this guy killed, or this guy abused, you know, or whatever. So again, it's not about us, what, me? No, it's just memories. And if you do that, yes, so again, you are giving permission to God to erase. You are not the one erasing. So even if you think you are working on this person in your life, you never know what you are working on. And yeah. You do it not for this person to change. Expectations is a big part to see the results here. And that was one of my experiences, because I went to Ihaliakala once And I said, I clean, but this doesn't work, you know, but I was taking the training there for fourth or fifth time, you know, and he didn't say anything, but before that training started, he came, he looked into my eyes and he said, no expectation. So he waited to hear from divinity, what is it that he needed to tell me? And believe me, Akasha, I got it like this. Because I realized, okay, expectations is also my part that doesn't know anything, that doesn't know what is right and what is wrong. So it's about that part of us trusting. That's why I always say is let go and trust.
Yeah, I think that's a hard one for people, is no expectations, because there's some spiritual training on how to manifest that you think about it and you visualize it and you say it and you look at it and you talk about it. And I've noticed that too. Then this attachment comes. And if you did it in a way where it's like, oh, it'd be so cool to live near the beach or see the beach or be able to walk to the beach. All of those things would be cool. I live on the beach now. But I know it was because of years of me driving around the neighborhoods near the beach and thinking, that would be cool. I wonder what might happen. But not being like, it needs to happen by Tuesday and the house has to look like this and this and this and this, right?
So the way I put it, because I've been observing, yes, and things like that, and I think this might help some people. First of all, you have to realize when you do that, you are in the future. You're not in the present, okay? Now you are, you know, when is that coming and worrying and expecting it and things like that. So it takes you completely off present. But one day I heard Reverend Michael Begwitz said something that it really, you know, made his point, because he also works with affirmations, yes, and he also works with visualization. But he said something. He says visualization and affirmation is like first graders. You know, when you start, we all went through that, yes? We all try, oh, wow, I thought of that and I found the parking place, you know, and yes, things like that. I mean, I did it myself in the beginning. I work with that too, and rebirthing works with affirmations too and everything. But to be honest with you, once I went back to rebirthing after, you know, being already with the Ho'oponopono in my beginnings, and I noticed how my subconscious mind got totally confused. Like, what are we doing? What are we going to let go? Now we are trying to find out when and how and who, you know. So, and he said it. He said he's first grader. So he, you know what he said that graduation is? Just being yourself. Yeah. Just be. That's graduation. So we all start with that. And it's okay, because I always tell people, at least do something. I'm not here to convince people about Ho'oponopono, because I know it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm here, for me, my mission is to wake up people. I hear Ho'oponopono because it happens to be my path, and it's the only thing I practice. But I'm not here to convince anybody. Maybe some people will be convinced that whatever they are doing is what they have to keep doing, yes? But do something. So even if it's affirmation or visualization, hey, you're a step up, yes,
yeah.
On the road. But it's so important to wake up right now. And it's so important to know that even if you are sick, even if you had a loss, even if you are going through some, you know, challenging times and everything is so perfect and it's so important that you let go and trust. So important in these times.
So important. So tell us what zero frequency is and a little bit about your new book.
Okay, so I used to travel the world. I don't know what will happen. Right now, I'm doing it online like everybody else, adjusting, adapting. But I always presented Ho'oponopono training the first day. And I wanted a second day to do it my way, yes? Because I'm very respectful, I'm a Virgo, and I'm very perfectionist, yeah? So I had to do it the way I learned it, yes? But because of my background in business, because of my background, you know, being intellectual, and I'm still an intellectual person, yes? So how to put these things together? How to be able to show you how this really works in your professional life? One of the things that I found out is how I stumble, because I don't know what other word, with my passion because of Ho'oponopono, yes? And for me, a perfect world would be one we all do what we love and we use our natural talents and we don't do it for money. You know, I always ask the question, what would you do even if you don't get paid? Because that's the question I was asked once. And I was studying with Ho'oponopono and I wrote down traveling the world, sharing with others what had helped me. I mean, that was ridiculous back then. So there is a part of us that knows, and we need to start trusting that. Yes. So again, you know, using more, because some people say, how did you do this change? Yeah, being so intellectual, no believer. Yeah. I started trusting myself. I started listening more to my body than my head. You know, and again, for me, it was very important what other people thought of me. And that one was a big one, and it was very heavy load. And definitely it's not the road to happiness and peace.
No, not at all.
So in zero frequency is like a journey. I call it a journey, an inside journey, you know, to look at yourself and see really what works and what doesn't work and connect with your passion, you know, and things like that, and let go of the past. So I have different zero frequency trainings I've been doing for many years now, that where I help people to connect and show them how the basics of concept of Ho'oponopono and how now they have the tools to do it, to be at zero. Yeah, because the Ho'oponopono tools bring you back to zero. So it gives me the opportunity to share with others what helped me to trust more. You know, it gives me the opportunity to tell people how I use it in different aspects, you know, in my life or areas in my life. So I just didn't want to combine it. So I just do the Ho'oponopono training and then the zero frequency, I can go more into the exercising, the interactions, you know, the processes and things like that. But always based on Ho'oponopono, because again, that's the only thing I practice. It's the only thing I can talk about.
So because you're not supposed to try to visualize or so, do you just experience zero frequency as you clean?
Or? Well, I want to make clear that being at zero, it could be a second, yes? And you didn't even realize you went to zero, yes? We always said the void is our home. So every time you say thank you or I love you, you go back home, yes? To ask for help. So we need to realize, and especially in this moment, we cannot do it by ourselves. We have to become humble, yeah? And stop thinking and really asking for help, yes? Mm. So Ho'oponopono is about asking for help. It's allowing the help to come, again, because we have free choice, yeah? So zero is maybe a second, but in that second, Akasha, the most amazing things could happen. You know, the phone rang. You met somebody. You receive an email. You know, and that's how the universe works. I always tell a story about a time when I had let go of my career completely, that really helped me to invest a lot, you know, into this new life of myself, you know, with trainings and things like that. But I had already left that. I didn't have that income anymore. And suddenly an income that I was counting on, you know, because I had already many employees, disappeared. And I said, how am I going to maintain all these people by myself with this new career where I don't even have a title, you know, to do this? And yes, my intellect, very logical, said you will have to go back to preparing taxes. Yes. And it wasn't that bad idea, you know, and it wasn't a crazy idea. It was very logical. But I made a decision and I said, God, you know why I'm here. You know how much I need and when. I'm not going to worry. And guess what? That became my tool. So every time that, it's not like I didn't worry anymore. Is that every time I noticed I was going there, yes, and I was into the fear and the worry, I would look up and I said, I'm not going to worry. And I would come back to working, to being busy. Yeah, to keep myself busy, to do the cleaning, yeah? And I didn't have to fire anybody. And actually, I hired more people. And the money never came because I visualized or I imagined where the money was going to come, because there were contracts that came from Japan, from China, from Korea, from Italy to buy the copyrights of my books, or contracts for me to come to present and do events, and they would be an advance. So every time I had to pay, the money was there.
Yeah.
So the worst thing you can do about anything, but especially money, is worry, because you stop the flow and you are alone and there is no help from anybody. You are really alone.
Oh, wow. Well, so share with us a distinction and then we'll get to what your free gift is and where people can find you. This was one of my initial issues with the I'm sorry part.
Okay.
So the part that, you know, they taught us was, and I don't know if there's a particular order, but thank you, I love
well,
you, forgive me.
Joe Vitale said it was, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you.
Okay. And so I had been taught by a spiritual teacher prior to that to not say I'm sorry, because it meant I'm sorry, I'm pathetic. Yes. You know, that if you come late to a meeting, you say, oh, please forgive me, or I apologize, but not I'm sorry. So initially, and I remember even asking Dr. Len, I'm not sure he really explained it. It was just like, this is what you say.
Yes.
So can you explain that distinction if people feel that?
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful question. Okay, so first of all, the I'm sorry, please forgive me is a passcode. Yeah, just see it as a passcode. But the other thing is, if it doesn't feel right to you, don't do it. You can just say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, I love you. You know, even you don't even have to feel it, because when you press the delete key in your computer, you don't feel like erasing, You just want to let go. So remember, you don't have to think about the problem. You don't have to feel it, But I also want to tell you that I'm sorry is a little child, innocent, that comes to God and said, God, I'm sorry. I don't know what I did, but I'm sorry. Like a little child. So the adult part is the problem. I'm sorry, you know, or I'm sorry, you know, like, yes. So, but I always tell people, we have tools for everybody. We have plenty of tools. And one day I asked Ihalia Kala, why so many tools? And he said, he told me like this, He showed me the audience and he said, different tastes, Not everybody would like the I'm sorry. Not everybody will say thank you or I love you if he doesn't feel it or mean it, But in this case, I want you to know, you just can't press the delete key. And Ho'oponopono is about turning on the light in any way you can, because a problem means that the light is off and you're just turning on the light. So we do have a tool that is light switch. So you don't even have to say, I'm sorry, no, please forgive me, no, thank you, no, I love you. You can just say, light switch, light switch, light switch.
No, I like that one.
But the thank you or the I love you is turning on the light. It's asking for the light in your life. Like I said, it's asking for help. It's a way of asking for help. But if you still want to do the I'm sorry or something, it's just like a little kid. When we were little, it was easy to say, I'm sorry. Yeah, we didn't want to hurt anybody. So we are coming as little children to God. You are not asking for forgiveness to anybody. The forgiveness that you do, because definitely, and especially in these times, we will have to do a lot of forgiveness, to a lot of things that will come up that are really happening and will be kind of shocked by it. So, but also let go of the heavy suitcase. Because to the new earth, you will not be able to bring that. So are you willing to let go? Are you willing to set yourself free? Are you willing to really create this new earth that we have the opportunity to create right now together?
Oh, this is so great. I love it. So share with us a little bit about your free gift, the Ho'oponopono course, and your first book, right? The easiest way.
So if you go to, You can go to my website, mabelkatz.com, or theeasiestway.com. It will take you to the same place. There is a section that is free resources, and there you will find a free video course. It's basic, yeah? There are 4 videos. I explain a lot. I give you other tools that I didn't share today, so I encourage you to go because you will get definitely other things besides what you heard today. So you have that, but also we are gonna put the other link here for my first book, The Easiest Way. We are gonna put the book and you can download it for free there too.
Yeah, perfect, yeah.
Well, so I highly recommend it. There is something that resonated, yeah? And my first book also, The Easiest Way, it was my awakening, my transformation, you know, the things that I started noticing and how my life changed just in the beginning, because I wrote that book in 2003.
Yeah.
So it was really my awakening. I was still an accountant. I was seeing it working for my kids that were little, you know, and a lot of things too. So,
fantastic.
So it will be a lot of, you know, information to relate in your own personal life, you know, might, you know, confirm some things or wake up or notice or realize it. I always say to people, you know, you ask me about zero frequency, and for me it's actually realizing things, you know, noticing things, that because in the everyday life they just go and you don't realize, you know.
Yeah. Oh, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Kasia. I'm so excited to watch this with my partner. And remember, he met you as well a long time ago. And
when we were young.
Yes. Yikes. I know. And had no idea what was going to happen, right?
Yes. We might even look younger soon.
That's right. Yes. We don't know what's possible.
We have the opportunity, but it's up to us.
Exactly. So can you share one more story with us to end this?
Yes.
Great.
So, I shared the no expectation from Dr. Ihaliakala, and one that was a big one for me. Well, I will share 2 more things. I share also the story about me, the candida versus the cancer in the colon, yes? But I also, one time we were in Brussels, we were walking on the streets and I fell down, and he was next to me, and he even wondered how come he could not help me, you know, when he saw me on the floor. And he asked, how come I couldn't help her, yeah? And divinity said, better to fall on the street than with a plane, yeah? So again, you know, a lot of people ask you, do we have a destiny? And I think we do. That's why things come to us, yeah? Things that we planned before we came, because it would give us the opportunity to correct. But now you can change the course of your life depending on your decisions moment by moment, yes? You are writing your own story, yeah? So, but this one, and I think is one of the most important lessons for me, the most important learnings from me, was when I realized I was going to teach, and I was an accountant. So I told Dr. Ihaliakala, and I said, okay, I'm gonna go and take classes. If I'm gonna teach, you know, I need to know about public speaking, yeah? And he told me, no, that will take all your naturality. All you have to be is yourself. And Akasha, I give this as the best gift I can give everybody. Just be yourself. And so when I present, I don't have expectations from people. What people will say, will they like me, you know, or not. I'm here to be myself and I'm here to share, you know, and there will be people that will love it and will people that will hate it. And it's okay. And it's okay because we don't depend on that. So I was in India in a peace conference, and thank God there were a lot of young people there. So they asked me, what would be my advice to these young people in 3 words, yes? So it was a little bit more than three words, but I said, be yourself, trust yourself, be yourself, trust yourself, love yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So that's it. Just be happy.
Perfect. Oh, thank you so much, sweetie. This has been amazing. Thank you. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. So if you're watching the video or the listening to the podcast, the links that you need to find Mabel, to get the free gifts, to watch the video or anything else, or share it, are right there. And of course, you can come to nanakasha.com/blisslifeglobalhealing, and we'll have everything for you in one place. There's no...
And I'm sorry, Akasha. I just want to say it before I go. I go by Mabel because my name is Spanish, but Mabel is okay too. I just don't want to make you feel bad or anything. But because some people might hear, she's not Mabel, you know?
Yeah. Mabel is so much prettier. It sounds French for my beauty.
I know. It's Spanish.
Yeah.
The way we spell it, you know, and I got it in Argentina. So because I don't write it with the two L's. Yes, it's M-A-B-E-L. So
yeah, that's, I think, the American.
But I take my beauty too. I don't mind.
Yes, Mabel. So thank you so much. And make sure you check out the other speakers, find and practice this. It's simple and yet deep. And that's one of the things I really appreciated about everything you shared today, was to show some of the complexity, some of the depth, some of the things that it can affect and help with.
And at the same time, how easy and how we can become children again.
Yeah? Exactly. And this is what we all want. So wonderful. Well, let's go ahead and send that blessing. Be yourself, trust yourself, and love yourself. Yes. Let's take a moment to breathe that into our hearts. And then when you breathe out, just feel it going down into the earth and then coming back out and up and through everyone. All the plants, all the animals, the water. And we'll just send that with great gratitude that we are here at this time, that we can share this information, that we can learn this information, that we can have a connection to each other and to people like Mabel, who have extraordinary experiences, followed her path. Everybody, you're on your path. You were designed exactly the way you are, on purpose. So have a beautiful and blessed day. Feel like it. Go out there. What would it be like to spend the rest of this day and give somebody else in your life permission to love and trust and be yourself? It's wonderful, because like you were saying, that blesses all of us, all your ancestors.
Yes.
Everybody ripples out.
And you don't have to even talk to people to make a difference, yes? Just whatever gets you right from you, it gets you right from them.
Yeah, it's great. All right, have a beautiful and blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you.